In November of last year, Sarasota opened up a domestic partnership registry for the first time ever, eliciting excitement from equality advocates in the area. Since then, however, legislation that would create domestic partnership registries on the county and state levels has stalled. For more information about what's currently happening on these levels, I'm speaking with Ken Sheelan, a former Sarasota City Commissioner and current member of the State Board of Equality Florida, which is the largest civil rights organization dedicated to securing full equality for Florida's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, community. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Mr. Sheelan.
I'm glad to do it.
So before we go into the current status of domestic partnership registries in Florida, can you briefly explain what they are and what benefits they have for those who register?
Well, domestic partnership registries are registration procedures in a city or a county or even the state that documents the relationship between two people. It's important to know that it's gender neutral. It could be same-sex couples or it could be opposite-sex couples. And so it really has a very broad appeal to people who are unmarried but are in committed relationships where they reside together and maintain a household and have for an extended period of time. Now, the registration documents provide a series of rights, mainly about seven rights, and they include things like healthcare visitation, healthcare decision making, end of life decision making, emergency notification, input into the education of a minor dependent child who is a part of that relationship, visitation in a correctional facility. Those are the main rights that are conferred in a domestic partnership registry.
And after the Domestic Partnership Registry was established in Sarasota, equality advocates began working to establish one on the county level. What's happened since then?
Well, actually, we started at the City of Venice and the City of Northport. And the City of Venice next week will have their second vote on second reading of their ordinance. That's the 26th of March. And I expect, since it was a unanimous vote on first reading, that they will actually adopt their Domestic Partnership Registry next week. We've made a presentation to the City of Northport. The City of Northport hasn't taken a vote yet because one of their members is absent. So there are only four people on the commission at the moment. When they have a replacement for that absent ill individual, then they'll probably take a vote. In the meantime, I had gone to the county and during public input a couple of months ago, made a presentation about what a domestic partnership registry was and asking for time on the county commission agenda to make a formal, extensive presentation to them. They initially decided that they didn't want to do that because there are bills that are pending in the state Senate and the House that would create a statewide domestic partnership registry. But what's important to know about that is that those bills are unlikely to go anywhere. They've been introduced for 5 years in a row now. They never go anywhere. We don't expect them to go anywhere this year. There's no hearing scheduled in the House. There has been a hearing in the Senate, which resulted in substantial revision of the legislation. But there still has not been a hearing on that revised legislation, and whether there is or not, we may get a split vote on that. Out of the 10 members, we probably have five yeses, so that would fail. So that's what we've been doing instead, is we've been trying to work at the city and the county level. However, I've tried several times to get on the county agenda. The county keeps delaying it, saying that there is this state bill that's under consideration and they want to wait to see what happens. I simply see it as a delaying tactic because everybody knows that it's not going to happen at the state level. And that's why it's so important to work at the city and the county level.
And how long do you think that county commissioners will wait before taking action on this issue at that level?
Boy, that's a tough one. I think we have majority support for the ordinance if it ever gets in front of them at the county commission. But the question is, what will satisfy them in terms of allowing me to get on their agenda? And that I don't know.
And what can listeners who are interested in this issue do to get involved?
Well, what they can do with respect to the county of Sarasota is to email or write or phone call each of the county commissioners and let them know that they're supportive of the creation of a domestic partnership registry so that those people whether they are same-sex couples or opposite-sex couples who are in committed relationships, can enjoy these very basic rights and be treated fairly. That's all it is about, Tyler. It's all about fairness.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mr. Sheelan, for being on our show today.
You're very welcome. Glad to do it.
That was Ken Sheelan, former Sarasota City Commissioner and current member of the State Board of Equality Florida, discussing domestic partnership registries in the county of Sarasota. For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.